I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Hey, Digger. This is your man, Brent Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight. No, I fooled around much too long. But you see, I don't want to ever look back. No, 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 no. Because I know that I'm done wrong. Oh, Lord, if you give me the strength I need, Lord, I want to be able to succeed, and now heed to you every command. Oh, Lord, and to I will be able.
is this Brother Fred Willis? This is Lady Tremaine Hawkins.
This is he. How are you?
Please, God, I'm just fine. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. It is such an immense pleasure to be talking with you today.
Praise God. Likewise. Praise the Lord.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. I have a very special guest today. I am just trying to stay still in my seat. It's so hard to do, but I want to hurry up and welcome this guest to the show. Welcome Lady Tremaine Hawkins to the show, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Brother Fred Willis, and it's just wonderful to be talking with you today and sharing my gift of song and what's going on with me today to your wonderful listeners.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm going to go down a very short list of songs that people like me know you for. It's a very short list, although the list is really miles long. Holy One, Jesus Christ Is the Way, I Found the Answer, duet with Mahalia Jackson, a la Nat King Cole to Natalie Cole, What Shall I Do, Going Up Yonder, Change, He's That Kind of Friend. The reprise on that is life-changing. Change, The Potter's House, and my favorite, I Never Lost My Praise. Today, though, yes.
Praise God.
Yes, those are phenomenal songs. But today we're talking about Going Up Yonder. 45 years later, You have re-recorded that song. It's got quite a spin on it that I personally do love and appreciate the update. And it's part of Greenleaf Season 5. Talk to us about that.
Yes, it was exciting to get the call from the producers and for them to kind of pick out a classic, as you know.
Yeah.
We recorded that song in 1975.
Wow.
I can't believe it's been that long, in my grandfather's church.
Wow.
And we kind of did it like I guess you would call it like a remix on it,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
for this hour, this time, this generation, and I'm so thrilled that so many people have gotten an opportunity to listen to it, to see it on the virtual choir, and have gotten really good feedback about it. So I'm thrilled about it, and we were able to record it, you know, right before everything closed down, because, you know, we're all in somewhat, sheltering in.
Yes.
and trying to stay safe with this pandemic, you know, coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to record it in March. I think it was March 17th we recorded it, and
we
got back.
Yeah.
About 2 days after that, they closed. California was shut down totally.
Wow.
So we were able to get that song in, and then we, you know, just kind of kept in touch with the network, kept in touch with me, you know, through Big Tank, Derek Big Tank Thornton, that produced and arranged the new release. And so we were just excited to see what else they wanted to do with it. And then about two weeks ago or so, they called us and said, look, what do you think about doing a virtual choir? That's something I've never done.
Yeah.
Never done anything like that. So that was really exciting.
Yeah, and it looked so good. You were on the video with some of the cast members and stuff like that. Talk about that process and putting all that together. I know that was quite a treat.
That was something. As I said, you know, they had to kind of walk me through it, Fred, because I was like, you know, how is this going to be done?
Yeah.
You know, I'm here in California, and everybody was, you know, in their, you know, places of abode, and they were, you know, sheltering in, and they were in hotel rooms and, you know, all over the country.
Yeah.
And so they walked us through it and told us what we would be doing. And he wanted me to just sing everything. He says, you sing everything and just go for it. They gave my husband and I some guidance in terms of we were all doing it on our iPhones and iPads and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So my husband, he got a real big kick out of it, because he got to boss me around and tell me to stand over here for this lighting. No, come back over this way. No, go back over that way. So it was really something. And like I said, being able to to do it with the, you know, such artists as Erica Campbell, which I thought did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
I love her take on it. And of course, Miss Hawthorne and Miss Dandridge, you know, I didn't even know she could sing like that.
Oh yeah,
she's getting high notes and everything. And of course, you know, our girl Deborah Joy, she's just awesome. I just love her. And the crooning of Bishop.
Yeah.
Oh, that was something. That was something. I got to treat myself. I must say, my I was in awe. I was like, wow, how did they put this together and make it come out so good?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's very good. And so season five is underway. Have you seen the episode the song is in?
You know, I don't have that information. I think they want to make it a surprise.
Oh, okay.
So everybody will watch every night, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay.
So, yeah, uh-huh.
Well,
yes,
going up yonder, that's a special song. We know what the message is. So somebody is going up yonder. I just hope it ain't the Bishop.
I don't know, you know, they didn't give me a lot of information, but what I can say is that I thought that along with the song Going Up Yonder, I just kind of felt like God had given us a wonderful opportunity to reintroduce, you know, this song.
Yes.
Because so many, you know, I go all over the country, and most people come up to me and say, my grandmother, my mom, you know, was listening to this song, you know, and I kind of grew up on this song and so forth. To come back out with a little different take to it, and you know, the message being with the times that we're living and with the unrest and the things that are going on with the protesters, you know, just trying to get the message through that we all are human beings and we all want to be treated you know, fairly, and you know, with the kind of tragedy that we're all feeling right now with both pandemics, you know.
Yeah.
It's I think it's an opportunity to kind of take a break for a minute and have a song like Going Up Yonder that can take you to a place, you know, of peace and rest and love and joy, you know. I think it's something that we all need.
Don't you go nowhere, don't you go nowhere. This is your girl Shirley Murdoch, and Fred will be back with more Soul Prosper Radio.
Don't y'all touch that dial, there's some good stuff on here.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact, without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Fred here, and I want to take a moment to talk financial solutions. If your financial future is not as secure as you want or need it to be, I want to introduce you to Keith Squalls of the K. Allen Financial Group. He's already helped numerous clients eliminate debt and even helped them pay off their mortgages years ahead of schedule. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to miss. Give him a call today. Tell him I sent you. The number to call is 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
Hello, I'm Gerard.
And I'm Jovan, and we are hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio.
Situation has
Tremaine Hawkins. We're talking about her time singing now, and the remake, the resurgence of Going Up Yonder is featured on the Greenleaf Season 5 soundtrack. The first half of this interview was outstanding, and as you could hear the excitement in my voice, yes, I was very excited the entire time, and it seems like she was too. That was really, really, really cool. But you know, we talked about a little bit of everything during the interview, and we're going to get into this final segment where you hear so much more from Lady Tremaine Hawkins, talking about music, talking about songs, talking about life, and talking about the gospel. So thank you guys so much for listening, and without further ado, let's get into the second half of this wonderful interview with Lady Tremaine Hawkins. And speaking of songs that we need, before mm-hmm. I ask you that, I'm going to hold off on asking you that, but I want to ask you two questions. It's a two for one. Okay. What is your favorite song? And I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite song that you have personally recorded?
You know, my favorite song is That Kind of Friend.
Oh, yes.
And that has been my song, my favorite song for years. I sing that song even today. And, you know, the song Encourage Yourself.
Yes.
That song encourages me. You know, when I just humming the tune, it's such an anointed song.
Yeah.
And it's a song that really gives you the hope and the assurance that God is there, you know, mm-hmm. and the devil can't do you no harm,
I know that's right.
And if you can just latch on to that, hold on to that, believe in that, you know, trust in the word, you know, and know that for yourself, you can make it.
I know that.
So that's my favorite song.
So let me go ahead and ask you this third part then. Is that the song that you're singing out to encourage yourself in these times, or is there another one?
Yes, that song and of course the song Encourage Yourself, you know, in the Lord, that's one of my favorites. And just to have talking about virtual and being able to go online, and you know, we're living in an amazing time.
Yeah.
Also in terms of the technology, where even though we're not able to be together, you know, and fellowship together,
mm-hmm.
We can still get online and encourage one another and give an encouraging word or encouraging idea. To share our stories, you know. Each of us have a story to tell, and I think it's so important to do that at this time, so that we remain encouraged and uplifted, and give somebody, you know, the opportunity to know. Sometimes you can get so caught up in the times and so much devastation going on, you forget that we can. As Christians, God has given us a real assurance in His Word that we are living in a place that is not our home.
Yeah.
And that we need to concentrate on, as I always say, you know, give us this day our daily bread,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and also remind ourselves when the song, the lyric says in our prayer, you know, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just believe that God's will can be done on this earth. It gives you hope for tomorrow and gives you a blessed peace, you know, and we all need that today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Wow, y'all, I am just thrilled to be speaking with a legend. She is a legend. I'm not gonna let me walk it back. She is a legend. She has blessed us over decades with iconic songs. And as I was talking to you, he's that kind of friend that just kind of resonated in my spirit. Sometimes when I listen to that song, I rewind it back, you know, I play it back, you know, and I'm listening to it. And I go right back to the reprise when the choir goes, oh, and you know, and you just kind of sing it on your own. And I was like, man,
I just love it.
And so, you know, this is, we're still in June. And so June is among many things in America is Black Music Month. And so gospel music is such a huge part of Black music. The church and gospel music has given the world so many great artists and stars. So just talk about Black music, gospel music, your role in it. Of course, that's a huge role in it. And where do you see us now and going forward?
Well, you know, we have such a magnanimous, I would say, legacy.
Yes.
In gospel music, and I think that we don't take the time, you know, to really honor that and to really celebrate that enough.
Yeah.
And I think the times that we're living in now, with if I may say, the Black Lives Movement, Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah.
And giving us a kind of a spotlight.
Yes.
To show our value and our gifts and our talents and our accomplishments as Black people.
Yeah.
And the music, of course, you know, that's our roots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we would have made it as a people if we didn't have a song.
That's right.
And God gave us a song, yeah. You know. And it got us through some rough times, you know. I think that we're living in a real unique time, and a time that technology has allowed us to really share, and that music can go all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we really stay true to ourselves as ministers, you have your place in radio. And you give your tell your stories, and I tell my story and sing my song. I think that we can really make a difference, at this time in our lives and in our country.
Wow, I love it so much. Your wisdom. You're such a sage. I love just this conversation and getting to know the
Praise
other
God.
Part. You know, there's so much more to the voice that is Lady
Praise
Tremaine
God.
Hawkins. I've been blessed. I know my listeners will be blessed by this as well. Listen, season 5, Greenleaf, keep watching, because we gotta see what scene this song goes to, y'all. Somebody is going up yonder. We just don't know who yet. In the meantime,
yes, stay tuned. Look at it every Tuesday night on OWN.
That's right. Every Tuesday night on OWN. In the meantime, stream the playlist on iTunes and Spotify. I want to thank you so much for your time today.
God bless you.
Hey everybody, it's Fred. I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today, talking with Lady Tremaine Hawkins. We had such a great time, and I am so thrilled to be able to present this interview with you. I want to thank all of you for listening and supporting Soul Prosper Radio. And on the record, today's show was one for the books, perhaps one of my best shows ever. I'm always so thrilled when artists and guests come on, and they're just as excited as I am. Oh my goodness. I wouldn't call it a bucket list moment, but it's kind of up there. You know, there are some people that I just cannot wait to talk with, people that I've known and seen my entire life. And I am just, wow. I'm always humbled when they come by my little platform. God is good. You know what? I want to say this about Lady Tremaine Hawkins. She's such a saintly woman. you know, she's you know, her interjections were praise God and hallelujah. I love it. You know, because sometimes, you know, we're not really sure about the persona of the people that sing gospel music, but that was so cool to experience. Again, a saintly woman. Oh my goodness, so humble. And it was such a fun experience. You know, I do a lot of these interviews, and sometimes you can tell people are watching the clock. You know, they're just doing this to kind of make it through. They're making the rounds. Actually, let me tell you this. I got to thank Benita Bellamy of the Bellamy Group for making time for this. By the time I sent my request in, I think the day was full. So they did some work. She did some work to make this possible. So I'm really grateful for Benita working so hard, and Lady Tremaine Hawkins for availing herself to be on today. To share with all of you. I feel so good. We only had 15 minutes, so obviously I couldn't go back too far and ask questions about everything. She's got such an immense recording career, and you know, time in the sun for all of us that love gospel music, that love the Lord, that are in church, that we've seen her over the years. A few months ago, she was at I believe it was a celebration for Donnie McClurkin, and I'm not sure if it was a birthday celebration or what. But everybody was singing Changed, you know, and I was like, wow, it's so amazing how that song kind of made its way around. It also was on Greenleaf, and I'm going to share a portion of that song. I'm going to share that song. They're recording. It was Deborah Joy Winans and Patti LaBelle. That was on, I think, season 3. So we'll hear that before we get out of here. But I am just so thrilled to have had Lady Tremaine Hawkins on today. And I'm so thrilled for those of you who are listening. I hope you learned something today. Don't forget that song, He'll Walk Right Beside You, always protecting you so that old devil can do you no harm. If within your heart you let him in. new life can begin. I had to remember that those those lyrics. He's just that kind of friend. Let that song comfort you, and let that song kind of get you through this this pandemic season that we're in. God is yet working, and so as he's working, we want him to walk beside us, Parakletos, to walk right beside us, to come alongside and help us, that Holy Spirit. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. Before I go, I have to share this. A few years ago at the Stell Awards, I think that may have been season 3 that the soundtrack was nominated for a Stell Award. I am not sure, but I had the opportunity to speak with, at that time, Angela Jolivet. She was music supervisor for the show. The song "Won't He Do It" was on the show, and it just kind of broke wide open. Corinne Hawthorne, her career exploded from that record, with that record. And so Angela was talking about that, and she also talked about the importance of having gospel music on TV and having those artists come on the show. So I want to share that with you before we get out of here, before we play some more music. I'm actually going to let you guys hear the Going Up Yonder version that's going to be premiering on season 5, this final season. So yeah, let's get into it. Before we hear that music though, I want you guys to revisit an interview with me on the Stell Awards red carpet right there in Las Vegas at the Orleans Arena with Angela Jolivet, talking about the importance of gospel music being on television and having these artists on television as part of the show. Let's hear from Angela Jolivet now.
You?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Welcome to the 33rd Annual Stell Awards. You're here at the red carpet.
Yes.
And you are Angela Jolivet.
Yes, I am.
I said it right.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, I want to talk about this Greenleaf soundtrack.
Yes.
It's an award-winning soundtrack. I want to ask you how you pick the songs for the soundtrack.
I have to feel it in my heart, and that's so sincere when I say that. You know, music is very much a soulful thing for me, and you know, if I don't feel it, I don't move with it. And Won't He Do It, when I heard that song, that's like my favorite song on the soundtrack. It was a demo by Makeba Riddick. Shout out to Makeba. She's written for Rihanna, Beyonce, everybody. It's our first time working together. And it was a solo track when I heard it, but I wrote her into the script to do a duet with Rahsaan in the episode. So I was able to hear it as a duet, even though it was one part harmony.
Yeah.
And we did that song. It was very successful. It was our first single as a major recording artist, and she was on The Voice. And I gave her a number one single.
Yeah.
My heart felt that one. And when I heard it for the first time, I cried driving in the car when they sent it to me.
Wow.
Finished. Yeah. I knew it. It was something about that song. So.
Something about that song. It's something about a lot of the songs on this last season of Greenleaf. And not only the songs, but you had artists as a part of the show. Leandria Johnson, Ja'Kalen Carr.
And I gave Leandria number one.
Yeah.
You know, that song came across my desk. I was the Grammy manager for 10 years, and I oversaw gospel music.
Yeah.
And Leandria's song, Better Days, came in my office the year before, and I wasn't working on Greenleaf yet.
Yeah.
And I actually put that song and re-recorded it for the soundtrack, and it was the final episode I had her perform that song, and it went number one.
I got to tell you something about these songs that are part of the show. I like them better on the show. I really love what they're doing on the show. Better Days, I hadn't really paid attention to it, but see.
That's what TV does.
Yeah.
It's a platform for music now, and that's why I love being a part of that, because I'm serving two purposes.
Yeah.
I'm putting things on radio, television, and on a soundtrack, and God is using me, and I'm so happy to be doing what I'm doing, and I'm so blessed. So.
Wow. And we are blessed too, because the music on the show and the soundtrack, listen, it's blessing lives. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
like, that speaks volumes to hear that after you put in that work for 9 months, you know. So I'm glad everyone loves the music and Greenleaf, and keep supporting the show. So.
Absolutely.
And keep supporting me.
Yeah, really. Yes. Keep supporting her, really.
More music and more television and film to come. So you can follow me at DJ Moon Baby and see what I'm up to next. So.
Do that.
And keep watching SMG Media Group.
So Prosper Radio. You got it. Thank you for the shout out.
Change, a change has come over me. Change.
Hi, this is Lady Tremaine Hawkins, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Brother Fred Willis. God bless.
If you want to know where I'm going, soon, and if anybody asks you where I'm going, listening to my grandfather say, "This place is not our home. God promised he was preparing a place where we would live with him forevermore, where there'd be no more crying, no more dying, no more sadness, no pain. The city of a living God, a place of unimagined blessing."
Everybody, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. You heard from Lady Tremaine Hawkins. You heard some perspective from music supervisor. I forget which season it was, but she was on the show. part of the show at one time, Angela Jolivet. And so you heard great music on the show. We started out with Holy One. That was from the BMI Trailblazers Awards. A wonderful song, wonderful rendition. We heard from Gerard and Javon with The Potter's House. That's a fantastic version. That one is probably as good as the original. And so I'm really glad about that. Really glad to share that with you. We heard from Patti LaBelle and Deborah Joy Winans with Changed. And finally, we heard the new version of Going Up Yonder 45 years later. Wow. 45 years later. Gospel music doesn't age at all. It just gets finer. Fine like wine. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. What you hear playing now in the Under Me Talking is the Reverend Jimmy Smith with Derrick Jackson. This is Going Up Yonder. This is an instrumental version of the song. As a musician, I play this song probably at every funeral I'm a part of at some point during the service, mostly during the viewing. Y'all know how it works. And as I was talking to Lady Jermaine Hawkins, I asked which part of the season this song is on, and we don't know yet. So you got to do like me and just watch every episode and just keep your ears out. But in the meantime, you can watch the video. They did a socially distant video, like everybody's doing. It's a virtual video. And you've got Merle Dandridge as a part of it. Deborah Joy Winans is a part of it. Lady Tremaine Hawkins is a part of it. I think it's really good. So make sure you go and you watch that. You can watch it on social media. I believe it's on YouTube. It's on Facebook. Do all of that stuff. Continue to support Greenleaf. This is the final season. So maybe you do like me and you wait until the end of the season and just binge watch it all in one weekend. However you're doing it, you can stream the soundtrack on all the digital platforms. You can watch the video. This is monumental for me and SP Radio. So I want to thank you guys again. I want to thank all of those of you that support, all of those of you that listen, that share these interviews. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, well, time is up. We have spent all of our time today that we have available. And as my good friends, Charles Big C, the Encourager, Scott would say, and Elder Lee Williams in California, the clock on the wall says it's time to go. They can rhyme and they can really rap their way out of segments a lot better than I can. But I don't have time to practice today. I got to go. You got to go. We got to go again. Special thanks to Lady Tremaine Hawkins for hanging out with us today. Thank you for listening. Until next time, God bless.
It's SP Radio.